let's talk a little bit about Pothole Pete. We're talking about liars and everything. If you're going to get somebody to be Secretary of Transportation, of course you would go to a guy who was a mayor in the town where Notre Dame is, known for not fixing the streets and the potholes. Pothole Pete. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, I call him that because he loves to, that's his superpower, his DEI privilege that he puts out there. That's what he runs on, is being gay. So let's call him Buttigieg, since I'm not really sure how to pronounce the rest of his name. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. So the climate change is one of the culprits behind increasing flight turbulence. You didn't know that, did you? You see, climate change is being caused by flatulence, isn't it? We got to have vaccines for cow farts and perhaps for humans as well. And so that flatulence is causing climate change, which is causing turbulence. So we could really say that flatulence causes turbulence. And that's kind of what he said.
The reality is the effects of climate change are already upon us in terms of our transportation. We've seen that in the form of everything from heat.
He's a clever liar. We should like him.
Even be possible, threatening to melt the cables of transit systems in the Pacific Northwest to
melt the cables.
Seasons becoming more and more extreme, and indications that turbulence is up by about 15%. That means assessing
so
anything
flatulence.
And everything that we can do about it.
Here in the U.S.
Well, in the atmosphere generally, okay. but certainly something that will affect American travelers, whether here or abroad. Now, there are protocols and patterns for things like how pilots who encounter turbulence can notify those who might be coming in the path, but I do think we
need
to continually reevaluate that.
So there he is on Bullface Lie to the Nation, and she's absolutely incredulous. Here? Your turbulence is happening? Well, you know, look, turbulence happens. Sometimes it just hits the fan. He says, yeah, it can happen. It can happen unexpectedly. And so we need to be very careful about it. And then she takes on this thing about the chargers, you know.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work, engaging them
though?
In the first handful. Again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers, and the very first handful
it.
Of chargers.
She's not buying it. She says, "You $7.5 billion." And we're working with. She said 7 or 8 chargers you've been able to install in since November 2021 with $7.5 billion. And she goes, you know, kind of laughs and's like, "Come on, let's get real." No, he's just a really sophisticated liar. He's a Marxist, by the way. A trained Marxist. His father was a Marxist. His father spent his entire lifetime pushing the Marxism that marches through the institutions. Thank you for joining us.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.